Okay, now here's another little clause that appears frequently in oil and gas leases. It's called the proportionate reduction clause. And incidentally, in the written materials, I've given you samples of at least two in each case of these clauses for language purposes. But the purpose of a proportionate reduction clause is to clarify that the owner of a partial interest in a tract is only entitled to that proportionate part of the royalty. I've actually defended a lawsuit. Personally, I defended this lawsuit with success, I will add, because there was a proportionate reduction clause where a number of lessors were all co-tenants within a tract, and each one of them had oil and gas leases that provided for a 1/6 royalty. And I don't remember whether there are 7 or 8 or 9 of them, but there were a lot. And each one of them contended that under the language of their lease, they were entitled to 1/6 of the well's production, which would have amounted to royalties of, you know, 7, 8, 9, 6, something like that, and would have left my client, the operator of the well, with a negative profit. Turned out, however, we were able to point to the proportionate reduction clause, which solved the problem. It's a good thing it was in there. We have a warranty and subrogation clause in oil and gas leases, and this is a clause that sophisticated lessors often strike. And if they have any bargaining power at all, they may be successful in striking it. But I learned something interesting researching for this paper, which I first wrote several years ago, which is that in Texas there may still be a warranty even if you strike the warranty clause, because the Texas common law is that there's always warranty. And the only way safely in Texas, if you represent the lessor, to get rid of the warranty is to provide explicitly in the oil and gas lease there are no warranties of title, whether express or implied. That, I think, would override the Texas common law. Oil and gas leases are freely assignable, even if, in Texas, in Arkansas as well, even if they do not contain specific assignment language. The language about an assignment clause in an oil and gas lease, which I find particularly interesting, is, and it's common, is that when an oil and gas lessee assigns its interest in the oil and gas lease, it is relieved of future responsibility under the contract. Now, that's contrary to the common law. That's contrary to a Texas decision that nobody likes, but I think it was probably correct, Siegel versus Eland, that you can't just assign your contract and walk away from your liability. That's called a novation, and that requires the consent of all parties, but that consent can be obtained in advance in the contract, and that's why you have language in the oil and gas lease, not only that it can be assigned, but if the lessee assigns, the lessee is off the hook for future obligations. All right, talk just for a second about the old free use of oil, gas, and water clause. This is not the free gas clause where the lessor gets to heat up his chicken houses with the well. This is the common clause that allows the lessee the right to use free of cost gas, oil, and water. There's two legal issues which I think, one which has arisen in litigation that I've personally been in, which is whether or not that right to use for free gas from the well extends down the pipeline through the gathering system to Central Point compressors. Can I take gas from this well and this well and this well for free and utilize it to power compressors that are located a mile and a half away on the gathering system. I think the law probably is yes, unless the clause says expressly used on the premises. And the second issue is just a hypothetical that has occurred to me, and I'm a little bit surprised it's not been litigated yet, and that is this free use of water. How much water can you really use?